I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Greece is fighting for survival. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund offer to bail out 120 billion euros over the next 3 years. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says the crisis could have a domino effect in other euro-dependent countries. The uncertainty has interfered with AMG's ministry.
The people have less cash to spend because most of it now is going to their basic needs. There is less money available for ministry at the local level.
Pray God will provide AMG workers with the resources they need to further the gospel. Next, the AIDS pandemic has ravaged Uganda, leaving thousands of orphans in its wake. Relatives often take these kids in to get them off the street, resulting in even more poverty. Max Lang says Childcare Worldwide is helping. Along with sponsoring kids, they also provide struggling families with survival packs, sustaining 4 people for a month. Even more importantly,
every one of them is confronted with the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ, and almost every one of them accepts it into their lives and makes something out of their lives, not only materially, but spiritually.
And 80% of the people who die from waterborne illnesses in Africa are kids. There's no exception for Sierra Leone, which has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world. World Hope International's Carl Eastlack says they're building wells. Recently, a local Rotary Club put an awareness documentary together to help fund the work. World Hope will do the actual building while spreading the gospel.
It's amazing the lights that come on in people's eyes when they clearly understand what Jesus Christ offers to them for eternity.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.